Track 10, and we come to our seasonal readings, and we begin with a look at a few of the events that were reported in this area between 1852 and 1878. For example, in 1852, floods struck Exeter on Christmas Eve. This was the last Christmas that Newton Abbott celebrated before adopting London time.
In 1853, at Tynemouth, a Christmas tree provided for 50 poor people was covered with various kinds of useful articles, such as gloves, comforters, and hose.
And in 1864, early on Christmas morning, a collision took place on the South Devon Railway at the Kingsbridge Road station between a goods train and a passenger train delayed out of London by the great number of Christmas parcels and extra passengers.
In 1875, and called a gassy Christmas at Newton Abbott, on Christmas Eve, what the employees at the gas works were about, we don't know. But somehow, instead of pumping gas, they pumped a mixture into the pipes so that on Christmas night, no gas could be obtained. Nothing but a continual fizzing of foul air. And the whole town was in a state of semi-darkness. The annoyance, not only in the streets, but also in private dwellings, was considerable, but nothing comparable to that experience in the churches and chapels where, although 100 or more jets were burning, or rather fizzing, one another's features could not be distinguished. The singers couldn't see to sing, or the preachers to read or preach without the aid of candles. This was the most serious mishap, but not the only one, that has recently occurred at the gas works, and a special meeting of the directors was held on Wednesday to inquire into the matter, and if possible, prevent a reoccurrence of it in future.
And in 1878, burning the ashen faggot. Mr. Pengelly had written that the custom of burning ashen faggots had died out in Torquay, but in Ashburton the practice continued. Mr. Amory of Ashburton responded to the reminiscences of William Pengelly by recording his own celebrations. Mr. Amory acquired his knowledge from an unlikely source. The local rural postmen had noticed while on their rounds that 32 farms and cottages were burning ash faggots on Christmas Eve. Of the olden customs, so many of which are dying out, that of burning an ashen faggot on Christmas Eve still holds its own and is kept up at many farmhouses.